Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Voice of Mongolia in English. Today, we have an exciting lineup for you. First, we'll catch you up on the latest happenings in Mongolia. Following that, I'll introduce you to a fascinating research piece that I recently stumbled upon. Together, we'll explore the rich history and examine the potential environmental factors that shaped the equestrian empires of Central Asia. Stay tuned.
Here is the news. 2024 parliamentary elections of Mongolia to be held in 13 constituencies. The Parliament of Mongolia approved a resolution on establishing 2024 electoral constituencies of the Parliament of Mongolia and determining the number of seats in the constituency, territory and center of constituencies on December 21st for the upcoming parliamentary elections. Parliamentary elections will be held under a mixed electoral system. Some 78 members of parliament will be elected by majoritarian representation and 48 members of proportional representation. According to the resolution, there will be a total of 13 electoral constituencies with the distribution of 7 constituencies in provinces and 6 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Elementary school students to have electronic textbooks. Here are some criticism from parents that secondary school students are carrying too heavy bags with many books, causing health and other problems. However, this problem is to be solved in the coming year, as elementary school students in Mongolia will have digital textbooks from next year. The preparation of transferring printed textbooks to electronic form is progressing at 80% complete, reports the Ministry of Education and Science. Ministry of Education and Science in Hamaklang said, with the technical support of the Polish company, Learnitek, some 33 textbooks for elementary grades will be made into electronic and interactive versions. In this way, students will have paper and electronic textbooks. Young children will no longer need to carry heavy books in their school bags, and textbook exercises and tasks will become more interesting and understandable. Digital textbooks are scheduled to be received in February and will be used on a trial basis. It will be fully introduced into use after additional adjustments are made based on the results of the pilot test. The e-textbooks will not require an internet connection to use it. It will facilitate checking the students' performances of exercises and tasks and create a database of progress evaluation necessary for the teacher to change and modify his or her methodology, noted the minister. New Year concert in Children's Palace for the 65th time. The capital city governor's office, in cooperation with the Children's Palace, is organizing the 65th annual New York concert in Children's Palace in Ulaanbaatar. The concert will be staged until December 30, 2023. The event was first organized in 1958. The New York concert in Children's Palace features singing, dancing, and many other fun performances. It is celebrated with high spirits by the young and their parents. This year, more than 60 children from the drama, dance, and singing clubs of the Children's Palace are showcasing their performances to the audience. During the performance, fairy tale characters come to life. Grandpa Winter and the Snow Maiden traditionally give gifts to children. The New Year concert in the Children's Palace is on a wish list for every child, as everyone can have unforgettable memories taking you to a fairyland of good wizards, beautiful fairies, mistress, elves, and other magical creatures. The Conservation Trust Fund to be established in Mongolia. The Office of the President of Mongolia, the Ministry of Environment and Tourism of Mongolia, and the Bank of Mongolia are organizing a series of meetings to create a financial system to combat climate change. Earlier, a discussion was organized on creating a climate finance system, and another discussion on practical implementation of policy measures taken against climate change was held on December 19 at the Bank of Mongolia. Mr. Batu, Environmental and Green Development Policy Advisor to the President of Mongolia, emphasized the necessity of creating a system for financing climate change mitigation and a mechanism to ensure its legal and cross-sectoral coordination. He stated that a draft law on combating climate change is being developed to create an integrated rational framework for climate change mitigation and adaptation to its consequences. State and the private sectors should cooperate and contribute to mitigate climate change, combat environmental degradation, and create a climate finance system. Although it is not possible to fully resolve these issues, we're holding a series of meetings and discussions to ensure the involvement of many parties. It would help address political and legal issues as well, said Mr. Batu. According to research, the amount of green gases emitted by Mongolia has increased by 65% over the past 20 years. A sustainable financial mechanism must be created to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and mitigate climate change. At the meeting, the participants discussed the challenges facing energy transition and renewable energy projects and the need for political support. In addition, scientists and industry experts exchanged views on the need to exchange the legal and incentive systems for the development of climate-resilient agriculture and livestock.
That is all for news today. Before we continue to the next part of our program, let us take a short musical break here.
Unimil vechte sattın yüzsülük, orbat sensin çarılı da bin. Hagat hagat doldul doçu güle, hocum tüm bayda bin. Çiyarılı bayda.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we're setting our sights on the vast landscapes of Central Mongolia, a region that has been a silent witness to the march of time. Our guide on this enlightening journey is a groundbreaking research paper that masterfully intertwines the narrative of climate change, the secret enshrined in ancient lake sediments, and the equestrian empires of Eastern Steppes. Mongolia, a land where the vast plains stretch as far as the eye can see and rugged landscapes stand tall, has been a backdrop for tales of legends, fierce warriors, and wandering nomads. Yet, beneath the footsteps of these nomads and the hooves of their horses lies a story that has been silently chronicling the passage of time. The tranquil lakes of this region, like nature's timekeepers, have been capturing the essence of epochs gone by, preserving memories of a world that once was. For those who might be wondering, sediments are nature's storytellers. These naturally occurring materials, broken down by the relentless forces of weathering and erosion, are transported by wind, water, or ice. They are the silent witnesses of time, capturing everything from the delicate pollen grains that once floated in the air to the remnants of creatures that roamed the earth eons ago. In the grand tapestry of our story, these sediments resting at the bottom of Mongolia's lakes serve as nature's archives, holding secrets waiting to be unveiled. The lakes of Mongolia are more than just bodies of water. They are nature's canvases, reflecting the vast skies and shimmering under the golden sun. Surrounded by verdant vegetation, these lakes are a hub of life. From the tiniest plankton, the building blocks of aquatic life, to the majestic migratory birds that grace their surfaces, they form a pulsating, vibrant ecosystem. Yet, beneath their calm demeanor lies a secret. Layers of sediments that have been accumulating, each one preserving a unique chapter of history. Enter Julian Strzok and his team of dedicated researchers. With a blend of passion and precision, they embarked on a mission to decipher these natural archives. Their approach, a harmonious blend of traditional methods and innovative techniques, led them to analyze the sediments in unprecedented detail. The patterns and correlations they unearthed between geochemical and stable isotope datasets provided a window into Mongolia's environmental history, shedding light on the climatic conditions and ecological shifts of ages past. The sediment core, the centerpiece of their analysis, was a revelation. Its fine layers, primarily composed of silty siliciclastic components, told tales of changing environments. The abundance of organic carbon and carbonates painted a picture of thriving ecosystems. The presence of monohydrocalcite, calcite, and traces of dolomite provided a glimpse into the lake's geochemical dance over time. But Strzok's narrative isn't confined to the microscopic world of sediments. The research takes us on a journey through time, touching upon pivotal historical events that shaped the destiny of the region. The spread of the Yersinia pestis genome, a dark shadow in history, believed to be linked to the devastating second plague pandemic, finds mention. The seamless blend of natural records with historical events offers a multifaceted perspective of Mongolia's rich past. A radiant sun, the life-giver, plays a starring role in this tale. The research delves deep into the sun's influence on the climate variability. It postulates that even the slightest variations in solar energy could set off significant climatic ripples in Mongolia, emphasizing the fragile equilibrium of our planet's climate. The narrative also explores the ever-changing vegetation dynamics of Central Asia. Charting their responses to climatic oscillations and human activities, the research underscores the delicate balance between nature and civilization, and the intricate dance they've been performing for millennia. The equestrian empires of the Eastern Steppes, with their tales of conquest, diplomacy, and culture, also take center stage. Their rise to power, their interactions with diverse civilizations, their eventual decline, and their resilience in the face of nature's challenges are all intricately detailed, painting a vivid tableau of a bygone era. In the grand scheme of things, Julian Strzok's research is more than just a study. It's a magnum opus. It seamlessly bridges history, science, and culture, offering a panoramic view of Central Mongolia's past, its trials, tribulations, and triumphs. For those with a voracious appetite for knowledge, the research is an open access. This democratization of knowledge ensures that its wealth is available for all to explore, ponder, and learn from. As we draw the curtains on today's enlightening session, let's pause and reflect. Science, with its endless quest for knowledge, unravels tales that are both humbling and enlightening. Central Mongolia, with its rich mosaic of history, culture, and nature, stands as a testament to the world's intricate narrative. As we await our next journey together, let the flames of curiosity burn bright, and may we never cease to explore and wonder. That is all for today's program. I hope you have an amazing day today. Until we meet again, take care and goodbye.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12.085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12.015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. 바이 때.